Jeremy, Ross,
talk about soybean research verification program, 3 decades of educating Arkansas soybean growers.
I appreciate the opportunity to come talk to you today. This is a program, I don't know if y'all interested or heard of it, that was started several years ago, and I'll explain what the verification program is. We were one of the first states to start it, and other states have picked up similar programs to our verification program. I know Mississippi State, what they have to call the SMART program. Kentucky has picked it up in the last couple of years and looking at it. I'd like to recognize my co-authors, Chris Grimes, Steve Kelly, our coordinators for this particular program, and then Bob Stark is our economist that runs all the numbers later in the year. The Arkansas Row Crop Verification Program, we do have those in all the major crops in the state. You can see cotton and wheat, rice, soybean, and corn and grain sorghum. The rice and the soybean were the first ones started in 1983. The next was the cotton, wheat, and then grain sorghum and corn started in 2000. All these are funded by either promotion board or commodity groups, and so I'd like to recognize those for funding these particular projects. So what is the Soybean Research Verification Program? As I mentioned, it was established in 1983, funded by the checkoff monies from the Arkansas Soybean Promotion Board. It's an interdisciplinary effort. We have committees made up of pretty much every discipline you can think of in row crops, wheat science, plant pathology, entomology, agronomy. We have economists that sit on there to give us information on the economics of the program. The main project or the main focus of that this project is verifying research-based recommendation on large farm-scale farms and trying to improve profitability of Arkansas soybean production by using those recommendations. And all the recommendations are university recommendations. And this is, again, this program just verifies those particular recommendations on large-scale farmer fields. So the objectives of the verification programs is to verify research-based recommendations that, again, that are established from small plot recommendation or small plot research by our researchers. Again, to develop an economic database on looking at this after almost 30 years, we've got a tremendous database that we're actually starting to pull information out of. And I do have a poster, 636, that will be, I'll be down there between 4 and 6 today on it. And we've used data out of the verification program for the soybean and the rice program, looking at optimal planting dates and maximizing yields on getting those planting dates. So we're starting to kind of pull out the different economic data, production practices. Dr. Scott, Bob Stark has looked at a project looking at the amount of pesticides over the long-term history of the verification program, and has actually shown we're using more pesticides now than we did, you know, when we originally started the verification program. A lot of that has to do with the herbicides. We have a lot of resistant weed problems in Arkansas. We're having to look at other pesticides, other herbicides, other than Roundup to control the weeds. With the more and more people putting insecticide and fungicide seed treatments on the seed for planting purposes, we're getting more and more pesticides out there in the environment. The third objective is to demonstrate that consistently high yields can be produced in Arkansas using our recommendations. The fourth is identify specific problems and opportunities. Along the way, you know, we are using our recommendations, but sometimes we run into situations where our recommendations, you know, just don't work. And so we use this program to evaluate our recommendations, see if we need to tweak them one way or the other, or if we need to have new research looking at trying to better our recommendations. Promote timely implementation of cultural and management practices, and I'll speak more about that here in a little bit. And probably the biggest thing for our county agents is provide training in soybean production. As probably a lot of y'all know, a lot of the county agents that we get are fresh out of school. a lot of them don't have a whole lot of agronomic experience in row crop production coming straight out of school. And so a lot of them get a lot of, you know, hands-on training, participating in the verification program and getting experience with the different row crops that we have in the state. For the verification field selection, we try to pick fields that are large enough to represent that, you know, actual field size. Probably about 20 acres is the smallest that we'd look at on a typical field, up to, you know, 150, 160 acre, depending on how big the field is. The field needs to represent a major soil texture in a particular county that it's in, and then have adequate surface drainage. And that's probably a big point, because 90 or 75% of the acreage in the state, Arkansas, is irrigated. And so about 75% of our verification fields are irrigated and need to have good surface drainage because of irrigation. The implementation, all production practices are implemented at the cooperator's expense. We sit down with them during the winter, make fertility recommendations by taking soil samples, make varietal selections, looking at using data from the previous year on variety selection, other things like that. Once we do get planted, the verification coordinator will make weekly inspections of the field until up to harvest. The county agents tend to visit the field either once or twice during the week. And so we also encourage the farmer to try to participate in those weekly visits. And so it's a good time to meet with the farmer. He has questions, we can answer those questions. If we have questions, we can try to get that information from him. We try to use as many tools as possible when making these recommendations. We have several computerized programs in helping make these selections. SOIVA is our variety selection program that I update every year. And you go through and make several yes or no answers on questions, and then it spits out highly recommended, recommended, or not recommended varieties. We have Irrigation Scheduler, which we use to keep up with irrigation, when to promote irrigation. Other computer programs that we use, one is called a faucet program, helps us determine what kind of polypipe, the length of the polypipe, how big a hole is to punch in those polypipes, and other things like that. Complete records of the field operation are maintained throughout the year, and then again we take those, send them to the economist. He adds numbers to those. We try to use some farmer numbers, but to try to keep everything on an even scale, we kind of, you know, for fertility purposes, herbicide purposes, we try to use the same cost across the entire year, and try not to bias one person over another in case one farmer gets a better deal on a herbicide or some fertility from a different co-op. We try to keep everything on a level field. As I mentioned, we have two coordinators, so we split the state in half, the north half of the state and the south half of the state. Chris Grimes covers the north half of the state of Arkansas, and Steve Kelly covers the southern half of the state. And they rely on me and other, you know, specialists if they do run into problems to try to answer those particular questions if they do have problems. Each year we have somewhere between 16 to 20 fields in the program divided up in the state. So far we've had almost 500 fields in the program since the inception in 1983 in 41 counties. And this pretty much represents, the red counties pretty much represent the soybean growing region of the state in Arkansas. The eastern half of the state, Little Rock, is located right in the middle of the state, and that's where the extension office is located. The eastern half of the state is probably 90 to 95% of the soybean acreage in the state is on the eastern side of the state. The Arkansas River Valley has a probably 2 to 3% of the remaining acreage, and then the rest of the acreage is down here in these three or four counties in the Red River Valley area. But as I mentioned, about 75% of our acreage is irrigated in some form. A lot of the acreage is followed by rice in a rice soybean rotation, and a lot of that is flood irrigated, and that's about a third of our acreage. The rest of the acreage is in furrow irrigation or center pivots. So if you look at the state average and the verification average, and the yield for the state average is in the blue line. The verification average over each year is in the red line. You can see that with our our recommendations and using good practices, you know, we can have, you know, a little bit higher yields than the state average over any given year. The last several years, we've had some pretty hot, dry conditions, just like some of the other states have, and so the yields have kind of declined the last couple of years, but we still have a trend, you know, still increasing yields, still able to have, with our recommendations, yields better than the state average in the verification program. With the limited time I had, there's no way I could, you know, show all the data that we've collected over the years, but this table represents, you know, again, a majority of the fields that have been in the program. This is three irrigated systems, early season system, and that's typically anything planted prior to April the 20th. Our full season irrigated season is from the end of May up to the 1st of June. And then our double crop is typically what follows wheat, and that's usually, you know, in the end of May up till, you know, until we finish planting. Typically, we're done planting in Arkansas somewhere around the middle of June, depending on how late it is getting the wheat out. But we try to, you know, have the same number of fields in the program as, you know, represented by the state average. And this is, again, about 75% of the fields that have been in the program since inception. Number of fields in early season is 40. We've actually only started looking at early season production practices probably since about 10 years ago. So we have just a few number of fields in that particular program. Average yield, you can see there at 3,500 kilograms per hectare. Total fixed cost expenses. This is everything that it costs to produce that crop on a hectare basis. Fertilizer, seed cost, fuel cost, equipment cost, labor cost, and you can see that there. And then the return plus the 25% rent. A lot of our acreage in the state is on a rent basis, and this is the return after that 25% is taken out. And you can see there the $30 per hectare is produced on the early season irrigated system. Full season, more fields in that particular program just because a lot of the acreage is in a particular program. A little bit less yield, and you can see the cost there and then the return after everything's done. Double crop, again, 90 fields, and you can see the return and everything there. We do have programs in non-irrigated programs, full early season, full season, double crop. I didn't show that data just because of the lack of time. And then the last category you have is like a special case program. If something happens during the year and we've got all the everything into that field, but say a farmer misses the timing on a herbicide application or we don't get an insecticide spray, we've got a category of what we call special case. And those are kind of the problem fields, and we have those as a separate a category. But we work with farmers, county agents. This is a county agent in one of our larger row crop counties that have had several verification programs. But we start at the beginning and work all the way through the end. So the impacts of the verification program, every other year we do a survey. This is a two-year program with the cooperators. Probably the biggest thing is the variety selection. We try to get, you know, high-yielding varieties wherever they fit in certain situations, be it heavy soils, light soils, poor drain fields, other things like that. Timely practices has probably been the biggest benefit from the program, what farmers have come away with. Irrigation, pesticide applications, timely harvest. I have IPM practices. We do not spray anything unless we meet a threshold from data from our entomologist, plant pathologist, weed scientist. The economic database, again, we're starting to use that to pull out other things. And then, again, the infield training is probably the biggest thing that, you know, if you talk to a county agent, that's probably the biggest thing they get out of these programs. But they're high profile. We put up signs on these. We try to get them on fields that are on main thoroughfares and have good signage and have the verification coordinators try to speak at most of our winter production meetings on the verification programs in the counties that they have. But that's kind of short and sweet of the update on verification. Does anybody have any questions, comments?
We probably take just one real quick question.
Yes, sir.
In your economic analysis, did you include the land cost?
The question was, did we include the land cost on the economic analysis? No. That was included with the land rent, the 25% rent. A lot of farmers do own some land, but they also rent a lot of land. So we didn't include any land cost in those economic analysis. Again, thanks.
Our speaker.